Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sidney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
Give me Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 13. And we're going to read this together, all right? For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. All right. We've been on this in this, we're going to call it a series, but it's really, I believe, the word for the church right now is trust and inspire versus command and control. Command and control is you're trying to do it, live life your way. And remember our one verse in Jeremiah 17, verse 5, it says, cursed is the man whose trust is in man and makes the flesh his strength. See, when you try to make the flesh your strength and do your life, you end up being like a shrub planted in the desert, and you can't see when good comes. Amen. In other words, good is coming, it's right there on the end of your nose, and you can't see it. But when you can see it, you see it when you trust the Lord. The next verse says, blessed is the man whose trust is in the Lord, and whose hope is the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters that spreads out its roots by the river, and shall not fear when heat comes. In other words, you're not going to be afraid, nor will it be anxious in the year of drought. You're not going to be anxious and fearful and worried. You're going to keep producing fruit because your trust is in the Lord, and you can trust people in your life. The more you grow, the more you understand, you'll begin to trust others. When we don't trust people, it's because we have issues in our own life that we haven't dealt with. See that? And that's what happens in the church. You begin to deal with those issues. God's word comes in and eradicates the spiritual darkness and brings light into your life and helps you understand what's really going on in life. Amen. And that's what we've been talking about. So we've been talking about discernment and the importance of discernment. And discernment literally means to identify patterns and traits of the past. To identify patterns and traits of the past. So discernment is huge in our lives. And so I like what it says there in the verse we looked at, discern both good and evil. The word senses encompasses your soul and your feelings and your emotions. Those are the two things that lead you away from what God is calling you to, your feelings and emotions. You see that? God gave them to you, but he wants them under his auspices. And this is why we have to understand this. This is huge. Look what it says. Go back to the first verse that we had, Tim. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness. See, this is what we got to learn and grow in, because righteousness is the gift God has put on us, but now we got to learn how to walk in righteousness. And as we keep hearing the gospel, it says in Romans 1, that righteousness is revealed in the gospel. Only in the gospel. That's why you have to keep hearing the gospel. Because righteousness is revealed. It's uncovered. And that's what we need. We need righteousness. What's righteous mean? Right standing. In other words, if you're going to be right standing with God, you need to keep hearing the gospel. It keeps you in a healthy vertical relationship with God. If you're going to be in a right relationship with people, love your neighbor as yourself, you're going to have to keep hearing the gospel because it keeps you in a right standing with people. Did you hear that? That's the two greatest commandments. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Folks, that's what we need. And that's what God is calling us to. But this is significant, folks. Now, so we don't want to be unskilled in that. We want to grow. We begin to understand. And we can. For he is a babe. Remember, the word babe is the word napios. That's the Greek word. It means not able to talk. In other words, we have to learn how to talk when we become Christians. Because what you say, your life is being guided by your tongue. James chapter 3 says, your life is going in the direction of what you say. You're the prophet of your own future. Yep. Now that's heavy right there. So now think about it. We went on a cruise ship this past fall, and this ship was like over 3 times bigger than the Titanic. That's a big boat. It had a little rudder that guided that big old ship. That's the way your tongue is. It's guiding your life. That's why we have to learn how to talk. You become a new creation. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. We become a new creation. We got to learn. We can't stay babes in Christ. We have to learn and grow. God is working. Amen? And we have to recognize that. Now let's pay attention here. So now look. Is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. Give me the next one. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern. There it is, that word discernment. To discern both good and evil. To discern light and dark. To discern right and wrong. God has given everyone in this room discernment. But it has to be developed. It's not just a gift. You see that? It has to be developed, and it's developed in the church, your discernment. You see that? So that's what we need to understand. So now, we need to discern what's around us. Why do we have to discern? Because I'm going to tell you something. We have an enemy, and it's not just our flesh, because our flesh is probably our worst enemy, but we have an enemy who's always trying to trip us up and scheme and connive, and his name is Satan, right? Now listen, the Bible says, Jesus said this. You paying attention? Jesus said, the thief, in John 10:10, the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. To kill, steal, and destroy. But he does it through stealing. He steals from you, and you'll put your own self in a position to get destroyed. You see that? So he's a thief. That's his number one name, is a thief. He takes your dreams. He takes your family. He takes your finances. He takes your life. Because he's a deceiver. And he's a thief. But you understand. The only place you can really understand is through God. Amen. And his word. Right. How he works. Now, so you paying attention? Remember, I ask you to pay attention, because if you pay attention, it's going to help you later. If you don't pay attention now, you're going to end up paying more later than you can afford. Okay, so pay attention. But Jesus said this. He said, but I've come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. See, first he tells you about the thief. He's letting us know, if you understand what I'm telling you, the thief isn't going to be able to do what he comes to do.
Right.
But Jesus said, I've come that you may have life and have it more abundantly.
Hallelujah.
Now, this word life, there's 3 words for life in the Bible. Bios, which means physical life. And then psuche life is your thought life. And then there's life, zoe life. That's the God kind of life. Did you catch that? Zoe is spelled Z-O-E. And that's what Jesus said. I've come that you may have Zoe. Zoe life. Now listen, this word Zoe means what God created you to be. What God created you to be, and what God intended you to be. That's what Zoe means. What God created and what God intended. Did you catch that? That's what Zoe means. What God created and what God intended. Now, pay attention. He said, I've come that you may have life, not church. You paying attention? He said, I've come that you may have life, Zoe, not church. The point of life is not to give you church. The point of church is to give you life.
Right.
You can only get the Zoe life in the church.
Hallelujah.
Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
In the church that Jesus is building.
That's right.
And when Jesus is building it, the gates of hell will not prevail against it because you're becoming what God created and intended your life to be. And you will be an overcomer regardless of what you face in this life. Get you some Zoe, what God created and intended you to be. It's found in his church, the people of God. I need me a savior. How about you? We don't avoid problems. We don't avoid things in the world. We overcome them. You see that? The gospel isn't a gospel of avoidance. The gospel is a gospel of overcoming. We can overcome. Are you with me so far? So now I want you to go with me to Philippians chapter 2 and verse 12. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence. What Paul is saying, you're not babes anymore. You're growing. You're starting to obey the word on your own. You're growing in his word. Now look, work out your own salvation with what? Fear and trembling. Fear and trembling. Did you hear that? Now I used to look at that and think, man, I got a lot of work to do. I got to work out my own salvation. But I got a revelation on that. This is huge, folks. Work out your own. We are co-laborers with Christ. Amen? Now give me this next verse. Remember, the word salvation means to be made whole. It means peace. It means deliverance. It means to be made whole from many scattered parts. That's what our lives are scattered before we become believers. And then God puts us back together like Humpty Dumpty, who had a great fall, because we all had a great fall. Amen? And he puts us back so we can be who he made us to be. Now, and that's what he does. Now look at this. This is the next verse. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in both to will and to do for his good pleasure. It's God who works in you for you to do his will and his good pleasure. You see that? And that's what we have to understand. We should want to be doing his good pleasure.
Yes.
It says, when a man's ways please the Lord, even his enemies are at peace with him. You see this? Well, here's what he does. It's like he'll tell you to forgive somebody, the Holy Spirit. And that's the will of God. He'll say, I want you to go forgive this person. And when you obey that, it actually brings freedom in your life. Or he says, I want you to get your finances in this place. Begin to work on this. And you start to get your financial area of your life in a healthier place. Or he says, I want you to connect with this person. He starts to tell you, and you start listening to him more, and you start making better decisions. You see this? This is huge, because you are now listening to the Holy Spirit in you. That's God in you, to do his good pleasure. Now, give me 1 Corinthians 3. Yeah, 1 through 9. Okay. He says, now Paul's writing to the church of Corinth. Now listen. He says, and I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual, but as to carnal, babes. What's that word? Nepios. You don't know how to talk yet. He's trying to speak to them to get them beyond being a baby. It's mine. I want what I want. when I want it and how I want it. That's what our flesh does. Look what he says. As to babes in Christ. He's trying to get us beyond being carnal. Remember, the word carnal comes from the word concarne. Concarne. Greek word concarne. That means chili with meat in it, right? So that's what he's talking about. So look at your neighbor and say, don't be a meathead. Don't be a meathead. Now look, it says in Romans 8:2, the carnal mind brings death. Death, separation from God. But the spiritual mind brings life and peace. That's why we want to get away from being carnally minded. We want what God brings. Amen? Now look, but as to carnal, as to babes in Christ, we're going to grow and we're going to learn how to speak because our speech is guiding our life. I fed you with milk and not with solid food, for until now you were not able to receive it. And even now you are still not able to receive it. You know, he was a little bit trying to rebuke them and help them understand. It's time to grow up. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 13, when I was a child, I thought as a child, I understood as a child, I spoke as a child. But when I put away childish things and became a man, and that talks about maturity, talks about that in 1 Corinthians 13. God's trying to grow us up. Now look at this. Give me the next one. But he says, for you are still carnal, still meathead. For where there are envy, remember we've been talking about relationships. How important it is. Some people are jealous. If you find the person close to you is jealous all the time and envious all the time, you don't want them in your close quarters. Because when they are, they'll contaminate you. See, they're only jealous and competitive towards you because they got issues. Because see, people that are healthy, they want the best for you. You see that? They want to help you get the best. Did you hear that? Now look. Where there are envy and strife. Strife. That's a strong word, isn't it? Remember the word strife? We talked about it last week. This is what it means. It means violent dissension, bitter conflict, contention. Did you see what happened in Sydney this week? That young man took the one man's life and attempted to kill another one. That's strife. That's what that is. That's strife inside of them. And see, when that's not dealt with, it will take you places you don't want to go. You see that? Now that's an extreme, but that's not. It will take you there. And he was only 16, but that doesn't matter. You hear me? This is huge. It says in James 3, where there's strife, there's every evil work. Where there's strife. You got to get the strife out of your life. I'm collecting and receiving and discerning what's going on up under my roof. And I'm talking to God and we're keeping the strife out. Are you hearing me? You keep the strife out. You need a system on prayer and the Word of God continuously getting in you to keep the strife out of your life. Because where it exists, every evil thing is there. You hear me? Your words ought to always be good words coming out of your mouth. Let no corrupt word proceed from your mouth, only that which edifies and brings grace to the hearer. Always. How many times? Always. But now there's times to confront, and you confront, and that's the problem. You talk about the problem. You see that? The problem. You put the problem on the table. You sit at the table. Person over there, person here, got the problem. Here's the problem. You're not the problem. I'm not the problem. Here's the problem. You see that? And now, how can we eliminate this problem? And you can. You see that? Make sense? You can overcome that. And you don't have to have strife in your house. But it's important to confront because what you don't confront won't change. So we want to get the strife out. Because look what strife does. Divisions. It brings divisions among people. It divides people. It keeps people from having unity. You know why the enemy wants you to be in strife? He doesn't want you to have unity because the Bible says in Psalms 133, where there's unity, God commands the blessing. And also peace, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. When we have unity, we have peace. Did you hear those folks up here today? There's just a peace here. I feel peace. That's because they're coming in unity with others they haven't come in unity with. Did you catch that?
Yeah.
Now, let's look at this. Give me James 4:1. Where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? Did you hear that? They're in you. It says they're in you. Where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members, inside of you? You see that? People are walking around angry all the time. That's not healthy. Listen to me. This is huge. This word desire is significant. It's the Greek word epithumia. And this is what it means. To control over by controlling the drive and longing. So our own desires will try to control us and try to control over everything that's not for me. You hear me? God wants your desires and pleasures to be His. And that's what's going on. The fight is in you. You're wanting what you want. And God's trying to show you what He wants. He wants everything the best for you. And when you begin to yield to Him, now you begin to see peace. You begin to experience that. You see that? Now you begin to experience and hear His voice. Am I making sense? So you don't want those desires controlling you. In James 1, it says, but each one is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. And when desire gives birth to sin and is full grown, it brings forth death, separation from God. When you always want what you want, you're going to constantly be putting things in motion that keep you away from the very thing God is trying to get to you. Because you don't want to listen to what God is saying to you. And you don't want to be a part of a church where the gospel is going out and calling you to be a healthier, higher version of you. Are you listening to me? Go with me to 2 Peter chapter 1. I hope you're paying attention. This is good stuff. Oh my goodness. So this is what God is doing. See, the enemy can only dwell in darkness. And darkness represents ignorance. You know, that's why we don't want to stay ignorant. When you're ignorant, you stay a baby. But as you grow, you're not ignorant of the things like you used to be. So now look, let's look at this. For we did not follow cunning, devised fables. Now Peter's telling us this because Peter was on the Mount of Transfiguration with James, John, and Jesus. He was one of them. And he's saying we're not following cunning, devised fables. We're not following stuff that's made up. And the word cunning is the word S-O-P-H-I-D-Z-O, sophidzo. And it means to fabricate. It means to deceive. You see that? Not real. Did you catch that? That's what cunning, devised fables, made up. We're not following that. I've seen this with my eyes, he's saying. Now look, fables, when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's helping us understand Jesus is coming. Now watch. But were eyewitnesses of his majesty. He saw Jesus. He was there. He knew it. He saw it. In the courtroom of heaven, he is a witness. Amen? Now look, give me the next one. For we received from God the Father, honor and glory when such a voice came to him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. You see, They knew Jesus was guiding them and telling them and taking them to heaven to be with God and how to get there. Now listen, the assignment they had on their life. And those three, listen to me, this is a relationship with Jesus. Those three had a relationship with Jesus, a close friendship type relationship. That's why they were with him. That's why you got to have the right people around you. Jesus couldn't have fulfilled his assignment without those three. Are you listening to me? He even needed those three people to complete his assignment on the cross. Am I making sense? You're going to need friendship and people to help you complete your assignment that God has put you on this earth for. That's why you got to be in a church where the Zoe life is evolving and coming out of you. With a God created and what he intended life. Now watch. And we heard the voice which came from heaven when we were with him on the holy mountain. There it is, the Mount of Transfiguration. Give me the next one. And so we have the prophetic word confirmed. You paying attention? Remember the word vision means a prophetic redemptive uncovering. So the word of God, he says, we have the word, prophetic word, confirmed. The word confirmed means more sure. So we have the prophetic word, more sure, more confirmed. Now look, this word confirmed also means authentic, verified, established, guaranteed. He was saying, I saw this thing with my eye. I know this is it. Well, this word is going to help you, and you're going to get to heaven, and you follow this word, God is going to help you. He's going to empower you while you're getting there, and he's going to make you an effective witness, eyewitness of what you're supposed to be doing on this earth. Now listen to me. Confirm, which you do well to heed. Now look, he uses this word, heed. You see, I'm a word nerd. Remember, you gotta help me. Now look, this word heed is the Greek word proseccho. It means to give one's full attention to a matter, to apply the mind to a thing, to give all serious consideration to what is being heard, seen, or witnessed. That's what that word heed means. I saw one meaning and it says, as though your very life depends on it. You need to pay attention to the prophetic word. Are you catching this? Now, look what it says. You do well to heed as a light that shines in a dark place. You see, paying attention. Now, think about this. Peter was saying this word is so sure that it carries more weight, more sure. It carries more weight and authority than anything else. There's nothing that carries the weight and the authority. He said, and it's legal authority. So in other words, when you receive this word, you have legal authority, spiritual, over the enemy's lies. And he has to back off when you show up. Are you listening to me? If you're going to be preoccupied with anything today, you need to be preoccupied with the scripture. We need to be preoccupied with the scripture. That's more sure than anything else in this world. More sure. That's what Peter's telling us. Only the truth and truthfulness
can save us. You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service time is Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.